Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Equal Pay Matters, Closing the Wage Gap to Achieve Pay Equity by David Weaver is a nonfiction work positioned within the fields of workplace fairness, compensation practice, and organizational equity. Publicly available detail about the book is limited, so the safest reading of its scope comes from its title and category focus. It addresses the continuing wage gap and the practical importance of pay equity. Rather than treating equal pay as a narrow payroll issue, the book is best understood as part of a broader discussion about how employers, managers, policymakers, and workers can identify compensation disparities and respond to them with more transparent and accountable systems. Its purpose appears to be explanatory and reform-oriented, aimed at clarifying why pay differences persist and why closing them matters for both justice and organizational credibility. The book belongs to a practical business and social policy genre, where legal awareness, compensation analysis, and ethical responsibility intersect. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, equal pay as a structural workplace issue rather than an individual complaint. A central theme indicated by the book is that equal pay cannot be reduced to isolated disputes between individual workers and employers. The phrase "closing the wage gap" points to a wider pattern in which compensation differences can emerge from job classification, promotion pathways, negotiation practices, performance evaluation, hiring salaries, and access to higher-paying roles. This framing matters because many wage gaps are not created by one explicit decision to underpay someone. They often accumulate through routine processes that appear neutral when viewed separately but produce unequal outcomes over time. Treating pay equity as a structural issue changes the remedy. It requires examining systems rather than waiting for employees to discover and challenge disparities on their own. This approach also shifts responsibility toward organizations, since employers control job descriptions, pay ranges, raises, bonus criteria, and advancement opportunities. The practical implication is that equal pay requires ongoing review, not a one-time promise of fairness. By focusing on the wage gap as something to close, the book aligns with a contemporary understanding of compensation fairness as a measurable condition that must be actively maintained. Secondly, the wage gap as a measurable outcome that requires careful analysis. The book title emphasizes closing the wage gap, which implies that pay inequity must be identified through evidence rather than assumption. In practical terms, this means comparing compensation across workers who perform similar or comparable work while accounting for legitimate factors such as role, tenure, location, experience, credentials, and performance standards. The difficult part is separating defensible pay differences from patterns that reflect bias, inconsistent decision-making, or inherited inequity. A meaningful pay equity review must therefore go beyond headline averages. Broad gender or demographic wage gap figures can reveal a problem, but organizations also need role-level and department-level analysis to understand where the gap is produced. For example, unequal representation in senior roles may affect overall pay averages, while different starting salaries may create inequities among people in the same role. This measurement focus is important because poorly analyzed data can lead either to denial of real disparities or to remedies that do not address the source of the problem. The book stands within a practical tradition that treats pay equity as a question of evidence, diagnosis, and correction, not merely as a statement of values. Thirdly, compensation transparency and accountability as tools for reducing inequity. Pay equity depends heavily on how visible and accountable compensation decisions are. A likely practical concern of a book on this subject is that opaque pay systems make wage gaps harder to detect and easier to preserve. When employees do not understand salary ranges, promotion criteria, raise procedures, or bonus standards, unequal treatment can remain hidden behind managerial discretion. Transparency does not necessarily mean publishing every individual salary, but it does mean clarifying how pay decisions are made and what criteria are considered legitimate. Accountability adds a second layer organizations must be able to explain, document, and review those decisions. This is especially important when pay is influenced by negotiation, prior salary, discretionary bonuses, or subjective performance ratings. Those mechanisms can amplify historical disadvantage if not carefully controlled. A transparent compensation framework helps employees assess whether they are being treated fairly and helps employers identify inconsistencies before they become legal, reputational, or morale problems. The broader significance is that pay equity is not only a compensation outcome, it is also a governance practice that requires clear rules, accessible information, and responsibility for results. Fourthly, pay equity is both a legal compliance concern and an ethical obligation. Equal pay discussions operate at the intersection of law, business practice, and ethics. The book is positioned around pay equity, a concept that includes but is not limited to compliance with equal pay statutes and anti-discrimination rules. legal frameworks generally prohibit paying workers differently for substantially similar work on the basis of protected characteristics. But compliance alone may not eliminate all unfair patterns. An employer might meet a narrow legal threshold while still maintaining compensation practices that are difficult to justify ethically or strategically. This distinction is important because pay equity is increasingly viewed as part of responsible organizational management. Ethical pay practices support trust, reduce perceptions of favoritism, and reinforce the idea that contribution rather than identity should determine compensation. Legal risk also grows when organizations cannot explain pay differences with consistent, documented criteria. The practical lesson is that employers should not wait for litigation or regulation to drive action. A pay equity mindset treats compliance as a baseline and fairness as a continuing responsibility. This dual perspective makes the subject relevant not only to lawyers and human resource teams, but also to executives and managers who shape workplace culture. Lastly, closing the wage gap through policy design, review, and sustained implementation, the subtitle points toward action closing the wage gap to achieve pay equity. This suggests a focus on implementation rather than awareness alone. In organizational practice, closing gaps usually requires several coordinated steps. Employers need accurate job architecture, defined pay bands, consistent hiring salary rules, regular pay audits, documented promotion standards, and corrective processes for unjustified disparities. A major challenge is that pay inequity can return if reforms are treated as temporary projects. New inequities may arise through market adjustments, manager discretion, uneven access to advancement, or inconsistent performance ratings. Sustained implementation, therefore, requires periodic review and clear ownership. Human resources may manage the technical process, but leaders must support budget decisions. Managers must apply criteria consistently, and employees must have channels to raise concerns. This topic is especially practical because pay equity often fails at the execution stage. Organizations may endorse fairness in principle while delaying compensation corrections or leaving ambiguous policies unchanged. The book title positions pay equity as an achievable outcome, but one that depends on systems, discipline, and repeatable review. The emphasis is not simply on recognizing a gap, but on building the capacity to close it and prevent its recurrence. In conclusion, Equal Pay Matters is most relevant for readers who want a focused entry point into the problem of wage gaps and the organizational work required to address them. Human resource professionals, compensation analysts, managers, diversity and inclusion practitioners, labor advocates, and students of business ethics are likely to find its subject matter useful. The practical benefit lies in framing pay equity as a management responsibility that requires measurement, transparency, policy discipline, and ongoing review. The intellectual benefit is that it connects a widely discussed social issue to the concrete systems through which pay is actually assigned and adjusted. Compared with broader books on workplace diversity or gender inequality, this book stands out through its narrower concentration on compensation fairness. That focus matters because pay is one of the most tangible ways workplace inequality is experienced, and it is also one of the areas where data-driven correction is possible. Public information about the book is limited, so it should be approached as a targeted resource rather than as a widely documented landmark text. Its value is in its realistic positioning, a practical discussion of why equal pay matters, why wage gaps persist, and why achieving pay equity requires more than goodwill or general statements of inclusion. If you would like to support David Weaver, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.